Fora TV, the world is thinking.
And so it's important then to just unpick this idea of freedom, of liberty that attends markets. Because, as I say, that idea of liberty is illusory. And yet we've been exporting those markets and exporting that vision of free markets around the world. And I was complicit in that insofar as I worked at the World Bank. The model, sometimes this model was imposed in a very generous way. I mean, it was through charity, through bringing to developing countries these free markets that seem to have worked so well for us here. I think we're all familiar with the idea of, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, but teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. And that's, that sounds reasonable enough. But, and so you'll see the adverts on television about, little Tunde is running along the river and he is hungry, but and we could give him a fish and we would feed him for a day. But if we taught his father to fish, we would feed him for a lifetime. So teach Tunde's dad how to fish and give your dollars. Think of the model that rests on, right? It constructs people in developing countries as sort of people sitting by the river, they're sort of eating fish, and then and they'll look into the river, and they'll like, so what's that? It looks like a fish. Well, how do we get it out? I have no idea. We will have to wait for the white man to come and tell it. And of course, it's important to remember that actually there are systems of governance that already exist, that there are models of development that already exist in developing countries that actually are much more sustainable than the model of free markets that we have been trying to export. These models look like, for example, the commons. The Nobel Prize in Economics last year was shared in part by Elinor Ostrom for her work on the commons, on systems of economic governance that are not about free markets, but are about taking resources and managing them cooperatively without necessarily private property rights, but through communal management techniques. Now that may sound, that may sound like sort of proto-communism or whatever it is, but it turns out that it's tremendously effective. In a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences last year, over 80 forest communities were examined, and if you look at the communities that had higher levels of autonomy and a large forest area to manage, those communities did much better in terms of not only of development indicators and welfare indicators for the people in those forests and in those forest communities, but they sequestered more carbon. They managed the forests much more sustainably than through the intervention of central government or the free market. So in terms of robust examples of actually existing ways of managing resources without markets, they exist and they exist today.